way it's shaping up right now is the different themes will be like semi will be based on ending wars and occupations abroad and at home. So that has been talked about with all these other national groups, and from all likelihood, it'll be one of the largest protests ever seen around that issue. There literally will be tens of thousands of people here for that. Monday has really been focused on human and prisoner rights. There's going to be a very interesting prisoner rights protest that's going to take place at the federal courthouse. A lot of folks might not know this, but Lenny Peltier's parole is right around the corner coming up. There's been some recent court issues with Mumia Abu-Jamal. Some of the old Mook members are actually up for parole. The Cuban Five will be part of the issues that we're focusing on. There'll also be some environmental folks that are in jail right now, the whole Green Scare. These families will be there. But that's kind of been developed pretty well. Leonard Peltier is making an audio recording for us to play at the event. Mumia Abu-Jamal is making an audio recording for us to play at the event. Obviously, they can't be there. The Cuban Five's family members, wives and parents, will be at the event, and their lawyers. Pamela Africa will be speaking for the group folks, and she'll be at the event with Ramona Africa. So that's going to be a pretty large prisoner's rights protest. There's going to be some call-ins from some folks who are on death row also that we're going to play over the speakers that will be calling in at the time of the protest. So especially there's some youthful people who have been incarcerated who are in jail for life, and we're working on getting their voice heard also at this event. But that takes a lot of coordinating with the prison system, and they need to know their phone numbers ahead of time to get them approved. So there's a lot of red tape to get through to make that happen. But that's going to be a fairly large event, and that'll be taking place on Monday. A lot of this is on the website, the dates and times and stuff too. There's also going to be a lot of tongue-in-cheek street theater type stuff. Folks wanted to make sure that we just didn't focus on the Pepsi Center and the Pepsi Center alone, because there were so many different targeted areas throughout the city, and it would also disperse the police in different areas throughout the city. So there'll be some fun stuff, like the Denver Mint that makes all the money. People wanted to focus on how poverty causes human rights abuses, so they'll be circling the Denver Mint, trying to levitate it and shake the money out of it, and encourage everybody to bring back to redistribute the wealth. But a lot of that's street theater oriented stuff. Tuesday, there'll be, for those who missed it, if you remember the immigrant rights march that took place here 2 years ago on May Day, where we had about close to 100,000 people in the streets, it's going to be that large or larger. There's a lot of immigrant rights groups that are working on that day already. Aside from just the local immigrant community, which we pulled out those numbers for last time, we'll be busing in folks from other communities, from California, Arizona, New Mexico. So that's going to be an extremely large protest on Tuesday.
Immigrant rights.
No borders.
Immigrant rights.
I mean, it kind of coincides with some of the human rights stuff that they come for, but it's going into this whole no borders type thing. It was kind of like no war, no prisoners, no borders, no war. That's how the idea started coming up, to keep it short and simple. But they've kind of not expanded as groups say, you know what, our group can make a connection to that type of theme. So that's how things start getting expanded. Most of the environmental groups will be out on Wednesday for the No Warming Day, which is mostly being coordinated by Greenpeace and Rainforest Action Network and some other local environmentalists. Thursday, Thursday will be based on civil liberties. We're still out of jail by Thursday. In addition to that, There will be a lot of things that haven't been announced yet, that the Iraq Veterans Against the War are working on, some really creative stuff that I'm really excited to see them doing, but they don't want to talk about any of it until they get it solid. So they don't want to say they're going to do something and then not be able to pull it off. So there'll also be a lot of creative nonviolent civil disobedience taking place out of our own group, out of Unconventional Actions group, and like I said, out of IBHW's group. And those things will become more apparent as we get closer to the convention for some obvious or not so obvious reasons. So in addition to the major protest activities that will be taking place, I want to be honest with folks because we've been asked these questions before. We are going to be pushing some of the limits of the city. You know, this group has said from the beginning that we will not be put in a free speech zone like what happened in Boston, where there's a fence with barbed wire on the top and you're told that's where you could go inside the protest. If that's what you want to do, that's your business, but this group has made a commitment that we are not doing that. And I know a lot of people say, well, what does that mean? That means we're going to be pushing our limits and going where we can be appropriate and see what the police responses are. We're working closely with the National Lawyers Guild and the ACLU to try to take care of a lot of these situations prior to the convention even coming, try to exercise the courts to enforce our liberties that are not given to us that we possess. So hopefully that'll take care of some of the situations, but if not, we're not going in any free speech stuff. The other issue, too, is that we really are bringing in a lot of people. I know the city wants to downplay this because they just don't have a grasp on the political landscape and what's been going on nationally with these different meetings. It's going to be bigger than any Democratic convention has been in the past as far as protests are related. Because of that, go try to get a hotel room right now in downtown Denver for that time frame. You can't. Everything's booked solid. We have been negotiating with the city from early May, and I'll let Mark go into some of the permits stuff later, though, about staying in Civic Center Park overnight. The city has removed a certain regulation that used to allow for that, specifically because of our negotiations. If they tell you anything else in the media, it's bullshit. We can show you the ordinance that used to exist, and the fact that they made this new extraordinary event regulations and had removed that after the discussions with us about what our intentions were. So you used to be allowed to stay in the parks. Catherine Archuleta the other day in a panel discussion, she's from the mayor's office, finally admitted under a permit you used to be allowed to do that, but before that they kept saying, no, you were never allowed. That's bullshit. But the idea is that we were going to set up a tent city in the park for people to stay overnight because we have nowhere to put all these people that are coming. The city has said that they're going to enforce an 11 p.m. curfew, and we're still negotiating that, but we intend to push that curfew, so let me be very honest with people. Like I said, we'll try the courts, we'll try to continue dialoguing, but if all else fails, we've heard this before. For folks who were in New York City in 2004, they told us we couldn't go to Central Park, and that people would be arrested at Central Park. And 40,000 to 50,000 of us showed up at Central Park, and the 2,000 police realized that wasn't a good idea and let us have Central Park. So right up until that morning, everybody was going to be arrested. So there's times that a lot of this is bluff to see, to try to discourage people from doing this, to try to keep their numbers low. So we intend to see how much they're bluffing. So
do you have a approximate estimation about how many people we're going to get?
Well,
they show up and support this cause?
Yeah, every time I say something, the media goes crazy with it, but the best way to do it is there's this third party, this professor, Michael Haney, at the University of Florida, who studies protest movements. That's what he does. He's been pretty accurate in the past with his predictions when he sees what's happening, and he's been predicting that we'll have upwards of 50,000 people here on a regular basis. I think you'll see that swell during the immigration mark and stuff, and I think history has already proven that. You never know how many people we can pull out of those events. But so I try not to get totally caught up into the number game because why I say that is the media loves, like, if I say 45,000 and we have 30,000, like, failure. So I don't get caught up in that, but that was his estimate, and he's actually pretty accurate.
What's his name?
Michael Haney. He's out of the University of Florida.
H-A-N-E-Y.
He's neither left nor right. This is just this guy's field of expertise. So he does this about Bregman protests, too, and he's been pretty much on the mark in the past.
I have a question. Are you guys planning anything? Is there anything being planned for the Republican convention? Or is this just focused on the Democrats?
We're in Denver. We're planning for the DNC.
Do you know if anything's
going
to be? There
are things being planned for the RNC, but we're not involved in that.
There are.
Peace Island, they're having something that sounds similar to this alternative convention type events.
We've met with them in Atlanta. We've met with them in Washington. We keep talking about coordinating. You know, there's some folks who are coming here and having like a bus caravan to the Republican convention. If some of us are out of jail at the end of this, we'll be going to the Republican convention. But for us to try to coordinate and organize both, it's just too much of a heavy workload. So
right.
The folks in Minneapolis are organizing there, and we're organizing here, but we do communicate with each other. So, but to be honest, it's not the same organization, but we do stay in contact with what's going on. So.
Excuse me one second. For those people who came in late, I'm sorry for your name, is videotaping parts of this. So if you don't wish to be videotaped, sort of go to the sides of the room or something.
I'm actually just videotaping you three, so I've got the banner in the back.
Okay.
It looks really good. It's for beanplug.com and yippies.org.
So, along with the protest, though, starting on Sunday, it's going to be what's called the Festival of Democracy. It's going to be taking place in City of Center Park. The Festival of Democracy, the idea behind it was a couple of different points came together for that. It'll serve as an outdoor convergence center, but in addition to that, it'll be like a main base of operations for community building. And we're trying to use different ways of getting people there that normally wouldn't come politically. And this will kind of go into the entertainment side too a little bit. We're going to have music acts and speakers. And the music acts are going to be both national and local. Some of the national acts, and like I said, a lot of stuff still in negotiations, but are like Dead Prez, The Pooh, Michael Frinton, Spearhead, Timmy Dawson. There's negotiations, and I take this in the sense that this is the group we're negotiating with. There's communications, but I don't want everybody to walk out of here and be like, woo, they're coming. But Rage Against the Machine's getting very close to doing a guerrilla concert for us also.
You said The Coup?
Yeah.
Is that the same Coup that released that album in July of 2001 with the cover of the...
Yes.
Towers blowing up, and they had a little remote control and a conductor.
It's a national release.
But it was printed in July of 2001.
But that was Bruce and them too.
And it was like, you know, a remote control detonator, two explosions on the towers.
Yeah, somebody was it out.
Have you ever asked them about how they?
Can we focus on
why? Yeah, I know
you. I'm just curious that, you know, I just thought that was really interesting that they're
coming. There's so much to cover.
Sure.
But along with all
of your question over here.